Welcome to the Mastering Mindfulness Institute with me, Gina Warfel, a podcast that invites you on a journey to self-trust with your food and body so you can reclaim your health with confidence. As a registered dietitian who has multiple degrees in health, and yet I was constantly at war with my body and couldn't trust myself with food, I've made it my mission to show you that coming into harmony with your food and body is all possible. I challenge conventional and outdated ways of dieting to show you how to step into sovereignty over your food choices and life. I can't wait to share with you the depths of my own journey, as well as thoughts from experts and real human beings on their journey, just like you. Thanks for listening. Hey guys, welcome back to the podcast. Today I want to do an honest share of what my journey looked like, answering a lot of questions for myself around health and nutrition. I originally went to school to become a dietitian because I wanted to know, what is the best way to get healthy? What is the truth about nutrition? And then I went into a lot of struggles around my health and resolving health issues and hormone issues. And then I really struggled with my relationship to food, and it felt like a daily war and a fight. And then to finally coming out on the other side of all of it and feeling really good about my nutrition and knowing what my body needs, to being able to resolve all of my health issues and being really healthy in my body, to being in a really harmonious relationship with my food, to where health feels easy and effortless, and I'm not stressed about food all day. And so I want to share, what did it look like? What kind of mentors did I have? What kind of programs did I take? What was the timeline like? How much money did I spend? What books did I read? A lot of people ask me, what did that process look like? And so you can take bits and pieces from my journey and see what might help you. So for me, it's really all been about following these like little breadcrumbs on my trail. What is next? What is next? What is next? Because it's been a really big evolution. It wasn't just doing one program and getting one answer and doing the right thing. It is really a process when we're like discovering what is my health and a life that is authentic to me. What really allows me to thrive in my health, in my body, and in this relationship I have with food and getting out of my own way. It's been a process, and it wasn't just one thing that was like, this was the answer. It was a series of things that I learned, and everything that I learned from was just like that next little breadcrumb on my trail that was like, oh, this is what I need next. This is what I need next. This is what I need next. That all became a part of bringing everything into a really great place of harmony. And while it took me many, many years to figure out, many thousands of dollars to figure out, I wouldn't trade it for the world. I have to say that having peace with where I am at, with how good I feel about knowing, yes, this is what my body needs around my health, that, gosh, I feel like I'm finally not at war with my own food and my body. I really didn't know if this could exist, but I want to tell you that it does exist. And for me, it's been worth every trial and tribulation, every dollar I ever spent, every not knowing and saying yes to all of my fears, to come to a place where now I have this relationship with myself. I can now enjoy the rest of my life without stressing about it, thinking about it, worrying about it. So it's been the greatest investment of my time, my resources, my bandwidth. And it's taken me a lot of years. And so I hope that today, by me sharing what it has been and looked like for me, maybe you might take things that you're like, ooh, that might be my next breadcrumb. That might be my next breadcrumb. Maybe I want to explore that area. This might not give you every answer that maybe you're looking for, but we all have our own unique, beautiful journeys that we're discovering. We're discovering ourselves. Where am I getting in my own way? Where am I self-sabotaging? What have I not figured out about my health yet? And it's this really beautiful, unique journey that we all have that we get to go on. And it's not about having the one right answer. It's like, what is my next little breadcrumb? What is this next? What is this next? And if we can condense the learning time and more of the fulfillment time, that's great. I will say that it is a never-ending journey for sure. The more you keep learning, the more you keep discovering about yourself, it can be a lifelong journey. So there really is no definite timeline, but the more I have found for myself that the more I learn about what my own unique body is needing, how to get out of my own way, how to really heal that relationship with my heart and with my food, my life just gets better and better and better and better. So It's, boy, it has really been such an interesting and messy journey. And so I just want to share for me, what did that honestly look like? And you can take bits and pieces and just see what might help you along your way and where you are. So I want to rewind all the way to the beginning. And I'm actually going to say that the beginning is like around when I was in high school, when I really started asking myself this question around health, which is, what is the best way to get healthy? And I really wanted to know, or be healthy. What's the best diet? What's the best style of eating? Whatever you want to call it. But just like most people are in high school or at any age, really, we're exposed to these bigger questions of what is the best way? And everyone thinks that they're the best way. The vegans, the keto people, the paleo people, the eat this food people, whatever. And I was exposed to all of it. And I really wanted to know what was the truth. My parents were really into health, so they had their own belief systems. And I was just like, I'm dying to know the answer. I need to know. So that sent me to become a registered dietitian and go to a university. I went to Eastern Michigan University and did my undergrad to become a registered dietitian. And what's great about that program is it did help me understand the science of how the body works. I understood how digestion works. I understood how our liver detoxes. I learned about mitochondria and how that creates energy in our bodies and ATP and chemistry. And so that was all really helpful foundational knowledge. They also taught us a lot about calories and nutrients and healthy foods. The problem with just having a degree was that when I went to school to be a dietitian, they teach you use a calculation to figure out how many calories people need, how much protein they need, how much fat they need, calculate it out, and then you make them a meal plan based on those numbers and give them goals and health goals to try to fit within those calories, educate them about food, and send them on their way. And I was like, great, I can do that. That makes sense. From a science mental perspective, that makes a lot of sense. But humans aren't as simple as like numbers and plans and programs. And it was kind of an oversimplification. And even though I learned about diseases and different diseases in the body, there's really important nuances that I didn't really learn. I didn't really learn about how, not a lot, about like how hormones and thyroid and all these different things that affect like our metabolism and our energy and how to optimize all of those things. And so I was looking at everything through a very single pathway of like, eat these foods, fit within these calories, use this meal plan. My clients weren't really getting great results. And I knew that there was something that I was missing. I remember one of my clients asking me, I was giving her these meal plans and I was having her track her food and count her calories. And she's like, Gina, my body isn't budging. What is happening? She said, do you think it could be like my thyroid or my hormones? And I was like, no, I don't think so. Like as I thought back on my education, I was like, it doesn't really ring a bell. And which is now what I know now, it's kind of crazy because like hormones and thyroid are like huge influences on our metabolism and our ability to lose weight. But back then I didn't know. And I was just like, I don't think so. And she continued to struggle. And I just knew I was really skimming the surface. And so I continued and I went and got a master's degree in human nutrition. What I will say is that a master's degree got me extra letters behind my name, but I wouldn't say that I learned a whole lot much more getting a master's degree than I did my undergrad. So from a degree perspective, I would say that a degree is great if like you really want to be like an official registered dietitian and you want to learn, you want to have some credibility around learning physiology and the science of how our body works. I will say that like I learned about how to read studies. I learned about how to read a nutrition facts label and how to figure out, is this food healthy? Is this food healthy? All of that was really helpful, but it only got me so far. So my degrees, they're great. Don't know if I would have done a master's other than it got me some extra letters behind my name, but was it worth, you know, if I think about my college education, I don't remember how much my college education cost, but let's just say between an undergrad and a master's, I probably spent like $50,000 on my degrees. And so looking back at all of that, it's like, That's a lot to understand some basic human physiology, but it did establish me with some credibility, and for me also to like feel very confident that like, okay, I understand the science of how the body works. So now if a gimmicky diet comes up, I can question it and say, does this make sense or does this not make sense? For example, one of the most common gimmicky things that comes up are juice cleanses. A lot of people believe that a juice cleanse is a good way to detox, but from what I have learned about the way that detoxification actually works in the liver is that the liver requires amino acids for detoxification to happen. So if you're only drinking juices, which are pure sugar and carbohydrates, you're not effectively detoxing your body and you can create harm in your body. That's just one example of how my degrees helped me understand, oh yeah, juice cleanses, those are a really big no. And I still really stand by that today. So it helped me be able to look at these different diets or gimmicks or styles of eating and say, does this make sense from a sound nutrition perspective? So where I got my first foundational thing was I was able to look at nutrition facts labels and see, does this really make sense? If there's one thing from a nutritional foundational knowledge place that I would really want you to know is get comfortable reading a nutrition facts label. Get comfortable picking up your products and empowering yourself with knowledge of like, does this make sense? Do these ingredients, are these things that I actually want to eat? And start learning that. Maybe you don't go and get a nutrition degree, maybe you do. But finding quality resources that you really trust, that's a really great foundation to have so that as you're navigating different products, you can at least feel confident. Is this a good source of protein? Is this a good source of fiber? Why? Why is this stuff really important? So that's like your baseline. Then as I continued on, I realized that I was really struggling to be able to help people with just my nutrition degrees. One, I realized that people are so much more than just these nutrition facts and calories and numbers, and they were really struggling to succeed. One, I think it's that I didn't understand deep enough about the body's chemistry. And two, I didn't understand about behavior, what actually drives us to eat and why we self-sabotage. And I didn't understand any of that. So I actually closed my practice and I stopped working with clients and I moved to San Diego. And at that time, I got a job for one of the top health resorts in the world where they practice functional medicine. In functional medicine, instead of just looking at like symptoms, they look at your body from a whole perspective, like a root cause place. So you're looking at how all your different systems interact with each other. You're looking at like, what is the most important thing for me to support health? It's kind of like a tree. Instead of just like, let's say if the tree's leaves were dying, instead of just picking off the leaves, functional medicine looks at like, are the roots healthy? Is this tree getting the proper nourishment and nutrients from a root level so that it can grow healthy from the inside out? And so it really exposed me to a world of functional medicine, of understanding how gut health impacts our mood and our appetite and how our thyroid impacts our metabolism and how all of these different systems are all connected together and what are the most important systems to influence our entire body. I think that this is so important and so helpful to start learning and understanding. The world of functional medicine is very, very vast. So you might be saying like, well, how am I supposed to study and understand everything? The thyroid and the brain and the gut and the adrenals and my, like, how do I understand all of that? You might actually not. I mean, the truth is, I don't go change my oil. I get someone to change it for me. I get someone to help me. So if you're struggling with all these different complex health things, maybe one, you study it yourself, or maybe two, you look for someone who is knowledgeable in this functional medicine type world. I will say that I went to many, many different conferences. I studied many, many hours functional medicine once I got a job at this resort, because the pressure was on for me to learn and I didn't have enough knowledge. And so I am really grateful that they did send me to a lot of conferences that at the time I probably wouldn't have been able to afford. I learned a lot from like the Institute of Functional Medicine and Apex Energetics, and they have these really amazing conferences that are so deep in science and functional medicine. If you are a health practitioner, when you open up labs, a lot of the lab companies will provide training and education about how to understand these organ systems in our labs and optimizing. And it is a lot to learn. It is really complex. But when you start learning about how everything interacts together and empower yourself with that knowledge, now you're not just staying surface, you're really going deeper. And so that was really helpful for me because at that time, my health was really starting to take a shift and I didn't understand why. And I was really, really frustrated. One thing I noticed was like I had a lot of anxiety, like I was really wired, but I was also exhausted. And so to try to like combat my exhaustion, I was drinking coffee all the time, which was just making everything worse. I was getting more anxious and crashing harder later in the day. So I knew I was like, something is off with my energy that I can't figure out. And I was having like really bad sugar cravings all day. And I was like self-sabotaging. And my body started like gaining weight and I started getting inflamed. And my face was puffy and my cheeks were red and I started getting skin rashes. And I was watching my health plummet and go downhill. And I couldn't figure out, like I couldn't learn fast enough around what to do and how to fix it. So it was really helpful to start learning about the world of functional medicine because my classic training just didn't go deep enough to really understanding what I needed. And so I started to understand the complexities of like hormones. And that's where I was introduced to like lab testing. And I was like, okay, I need some more information. So if you're trying to understand your health deeper, if there's one thing I could suggest is get some labs done. Labs give you data. Labs give you information. If you don't know how to read labs, work with somebody you trust. Labs are like an art form. They're like looking for clues of how everything interacts together. And so I started to do labs for myself. And of course, how do you become really proficient at something? You do it for yourself because you're going to care more about it for yourself than anyone. So I started to read labs and understand. And something that came up huge for me was my stress hormone cortisol was through the roof, off the charts high. And I was like, oh my gosh, my cortisol is so high. What it was basically showing was my body was in like extreme survival. And I had no idea. I just lived life that way. I didn't really know. I didn't realize that. But once I got this real hard data, it was like my body was in this chronic state of survival. It almost was like my body thought I was running from a tiger all the time, but it was just my daily normal stress. And when your cortisol is that high, it drops your sex hormones. Your progesterone goes down, your estrogen goes down, because it wouldn't be a good survival mechanism for you to be in survival, but also have these reproductive hormones on board. It wouldn't be good for you to create a baby or reproduce. That's not the priority. Survival's the priority. So from a physiological level, my cortisol was high. It was messing up all my other hormones. I was like stressed out. I had so much anxiety. Now, when your cortisol is high, that increases sugar cravings. That makes your body store weight. I also had breast implants at the time, which was creating more inflammation. I was getting skin rashes. None of it went away until I got those implants out because I didn't realize how these things can create inflammation in our bodies and that whole, how everything is connected. So I had all of this stress. So functional medicine helped me realize, okay, I need to bring down my cortisol in order for my other hormones to come up. My thyroid hormones were also really low, which was also affecting my energy and my metabolism. So if I got my body out of this stress survival state, my thyroid hormones would start getting better. My sex hormones would start getting better. My body would start to lose weight. My cravings would come down. Everything really, like I realized that from a functional medicine perspective, my cortisol was a big domino that really, really needed to change. So understanding labs really helped me start to see what was the big domino for me that needs to change everything else. Labs can really help you do that. If you need a practitioner to help you, like get someone on your team. What else is more important than optimizing your health? You know, if you're spending thousands of dollars to fix your car, but you're not spending that to fix your own body, maybe reconsider some priorities here. I know functional medicine can cost money, but start doing what you can to start learning. and start understanding it. We did, me and Johnny Groney, we do have a program called the Gutsy Academy that helps people understand the science of healing their bodies. And for a 7-month program that we teach you and we walk you through, it's only $1,000. So that we only open up enrollment once a year that we teach and educate our students. So if you want to learn more about functional medicine, the science of your body, we walk you through what is the science behind our cellular health, gut health, detoxification, your adrenals and cortisol, your sex hormones. How do we bring everything into balance together from a scientific perspective? So I will say that functional medicine was many conferences, a lot of learning for me, a lot of lab testing, a lot of studying at home. And you may or may not have access to that, but that's why we did create the Gutsy Academy to make learning about functional medicine more accessible for more people. So if that's a path that you might be interested in, that's something that we open up enrollment for once a year. So you could check that out, possibly as a resource. So functional medicine helped a lot, labs helped a lot, but when I got my labs done, I started doing the things from a science perspective to support my body. I also started learning about blood sugar and how blood sugar makes a really big difference in our stress hormones and our ability to manage our weight, which I didn't know before. I was doing a lot of things. It was creating blood sugar spikes and blood sugar crashes. I was like snacking on fruit all day because it's healthy, but I was getting these blood sugar spikes and crashes. And so I started to learn about balancing out my blood sugar, eating more proteins and more slow digesting carbs and having more fats and getting more of that stability. So that really helped balance a lot of things out for me. But the one thing that I did really still struggle with was my cortisol. And it led me down this deeper path of wondering, why is my body reflecting in this data a state of fight or flight? Why does it look like I'm in pure survival? And it was a question that led me to go deeper than just functional medicine. Now, around that time, I went to this talk by this guy. His name is Michael Sapiro, and he became my first mentor. He's like a Buddhist monk and a psychologist. And I saw him give this talk about not being afraid about going into the unknown in yourself. And I was living in San Diego and I heard him give this talk. And he said, don't be afraid of going into this unknown and bring compassion and bring love with you of understanding yourself. And at the time I was learning so much about health, but I knew that there was something deeper in me that I wasn't quite accessing. I had a lot of anxiety. I was going through periods of where I was doing all the functional medicine things. I was eliminating my food sensitivities. I was getting rid of gluten. I was getting rid of dairy. I was trying to eliminate all these triggers and resolve my health. And I was getting a little bit of progress, but not really. And I knew that there was this inner angst inside of me and this frustration and this like, what is wrong with me? And I remember saying those words a lot to myself. What is wrong with me? Why can't I do this? I know so much about health. And so when I heard him give this talk of don't be afraid, bring love and compassion with you as you go into this unknown with yourself, but don't be afraid to go into the unknown of understanding yourself. And that was like a deep inner knowing in my heart. I heard this like message that was like, he has something for you. I don't know what it is. And it was like the next breadcrumb on my trail. And I remember talking to him after the class. And I said, do you have anything? Do you have videos I can learn from? Do you have programs? Do you have anything? And he said, no. You could consider, you know, maybe we could work together if you want. Here's my contact information. And he's just so, you know, he's so brilliant and so smart, but he's not big and flashy and programs everywhere and marketing things. He's just so just himself and just loves teaching and sharing. And I was like, I need to somehow work with you. I don't know what it is, but I feel in my heart you have something for me. And so I messaged him and he agreed to be like a mentor for me. And he was the first person who brought a lot of awareness about how much I know, but how disconnected I really was from myself. He was the first person to say, Gina, do you realize how disconnected from your body you are? And I was like, what do you mean? I do yoga, I exercise, I know about the body, I know a lot about it. And he said, every time I ask you how you feel, you just tell me what you think. And I realized I didn't understand. I had no idea how I felt. I was so disconnected from my body. And I was living completely in my mind. So I knew what I was supposed to do about health, but I was going through these moments, these momentary times of losing control and self-sabotaging because I didn't know what was happening in my body. I didn't understand my cravings. I didn't understand my feelings. I only had knowledge and I didn't know how to work with this thing. So I was half the way there. I got the knowledge part down, but now I didn't understand this part. And knowledge without being able to work with this part isn't super useful. That's why I ended up feeling like a daily fight. Because I was like, I know what I'm supposed to do, but I'm like losing control at the same time. And so I knew that there was a deeper path for me to go. And he was the start of it for me. And I think as I was working with him, you know, I probably over the time spent a couple $1,000s working with him and doing some coaching, which was extremely helpful for him to start bringing me the helping me have the awareness of starting to build a relationship with myself. He said, Gina, I want you to start checking in with yourself, just like you're a little kid. Hey, how are we doing? How do we start to now develop a deeper relationship beyond just the mind? And that's where I knew, okay, I'm just skimming the surface with understanding myself. This isn't just about nutrients and food, and there is a whole lot more that I have to learn about why I do what I do. And at that time, my sister had invited me to a retreat. It was like a weekend program that was the intention is looking at where you're taking a closer look at like, what am I feeling in my normal day to day? Where do I find these places of inner friction? And how do I discover the origin point of where is it coming from? Where is my current everyday stress coming from? Was it an experience in childhood? Was it an experience in life that's now creating this nervous system activation? And that really, starting to ask those types of questions really, really changed my life. And once I really understood, okay, there's more that I have to learn about myself. When I have a current day trigger or a stress, what I started to see was a pattern. Okay, that activates my nervous system. When my nervous system gets activated and I feel that tension and I go into a state of fight or flight, that's when I lose control and I self-sabotage. Okay, now I started to realize it's not always so much about what I know about health. There are things like my nervous system that's influencing when I lose control and I self-sabotage. And I saw this pattern. So then I was so hooked on understanding this that I went back every single month. I was flying from San Diego to Utah for a year and a half. Total, I think I ended up spending about $20,000 or so to do this deeper self-discovery work. And I also started working with my sister, Christy Warfel. She has a program called Sangha where they also do something similar where you're finding what is my current place of inner friction, my stress, and how do I find the origin of that and resolve it? So during this time, just this program alone, I was extremely committed to it. I was like, yes, I now see that when I have a present day stress, that is my downfall and my self-sabotage. That's when I lose control. There's more I need to understand about myself. And so now at this point, if you start to have challenges with your relationship with yourself and your food, instead of running away, I spent so much time running away from the things that I didn't want to look at about myself. What changed my life was turning towards it and started looking at it. Where were the places that I was having that stress response that was showing up in my labs and my cortisol? Where was I going into a state of fight or flight? Where did that come from? Then I was able to go a lot deeper and find those origin points and those places where my nervous system was still in a state of fight or flight, that it didn't matter how much I knew about health, it was like my body was dying for safety. So the more that I would restrict my food and restrict the gluten that I was eating and all the things, I had on the other side this nervous system that was like, I don't feel safe. So when I started to learn about these places of where my body was going into a state of fight or flight, I could start to create safety. And I would say that, you know, it it took me about a year and a half of every single month going and doing and understanding this, understanding my nervous system, understanding these triggers, probably about $20,000 later, but it was worth, I would do it again and again and again and again and again, because now none of those nervous system triggers exist, and I feel peace in my body, and I no longer go into that nervous system state where something takes over my brain and I self-sabotage for safety. It just doesn't happen to me anymore. And the level of freedom that that has created for me is huge. So I started to see that those pieces were really, really important. So now I take those, what I have learned from that year and a half and $20,000 from that, and those are the pieces that I've pulled out of, okay, what do people need to know in mastering mindfulness to work through some of their things of where they don't feel safe or their nervous system to create that self-trust? Because that's what I realized was nutrition information is helpful, but if your nervous system is activated and you don't feel safe, you might lose control. You might not feel that trust. And to me, that's been the greatest feeling, is to be able to trust myself, to create that safety in my body. And so if you're in that place of feeling that, go a little bit deeper. If you're self-sabotaging, where does my body and my nervous system still needing safety? And that really, really changed my life from there. I also at that time read a book that was really helpful for me called The Presence Process by Michael Brown. It was a really pivotal moment for me. One of my friends just randomly gave it to me, and kind of out of nowhere. We had never talked about the book, and he just gifted it to me. And that was a really big turning point for me. And in that book, he says, all diets fail long term because they don't address the emotional causality of being overweight. And what he says is that when we overeat, there's an emotional causality. There's an emotion behind it that we need safety, that there's this unprocessed energy, this unprocessed emotion that is stored inside of our bodies that has not been felt. And then we need food to keep that emotion suppressed and not felt. When we allow these emotions to come up and to come through, and then they leave our body and they get processed, and we no longer have to have food to keep those emotions from coming up. And that book was so pivotal for me to realize, this actually isn't about my knowledge. This is continuing to allow things to come up. And so that book was really, really huge for me. I love that book so much. And it was about a year and a half or 2 years of being very focused and very dedicated. I did take a period of time of where I didn't work. And every day I woke up, and I started listening to my emotions, listening to my body, going through hard times of letting all these emotions and things that I hadn't felt before come up. And it was a really messy time. It was very, very messy, but it was so worth it. Even the messiness was an investment of letting myself be messy and confused and not understand my body. But now that I understand, my body was just speaking to me the whole time. I learned that language of my body. And that's what I do in Mastering Mindfulness. I teach people, how do you listen to that language of your body? What is it telling you? What is it communicating to you? What are your emotions telling you? So it's been a process of learning how to do that, learning how to work with it, and many hours of just sitting and listening and interpreting its communication a lot differently. I also, at that time, read next, after The Presence Process, I read the book You Are Enough by Panache Desai. And I love that book because he says something in that book along the lines of, every challenge is here for you, guiding you towards your highest expression. And I started to realize every time I had a challenge with food or with my body, it was here for me. It was my teacher. It was helping me learn a really valuable lesson. So then I learned, and then I launched forward, and then I learned, and then I launched forward, and then I learned, and then I launched forward. And so every challenge helped me get to my next level. It was almost like a game. It was like my growth. And that really allowed me to embrace my messiness, embrace the discomfort and my challenges, and say, let's go. This is here for me. What do I have to learn? Really big pivotal point. That book was so helpful for me. It really helped me shift my thinking that allowed me to move to the next level. highly recommend. And so as I started to get through and progress to the next level, I would hit up against a next challenge. And I would look, what is this challenge here? Is it safety that I need in my body? What I also started to learn about was beliefs and my mind. And I started to see that my mind had limiting beliefs around what was possible for me, for my health, for my relationships, for my work, for my life. And I started to realize, like, wow, my own beliefs about myself is what could be really keeping me stuck. I also read the book Psycho-Cybernetics, which is a lot about your beliefs and your own self-image. And I started to realize that what I believe to be true about myself, my patterns and my habits will all follow. And so at that time, I hired a belief coach, which was a really big, big fear of mine. I think I invested $4,000 with her, and I was so afraid, and I didn't know if I could spend that money, and I didn't know how I was going to do it at the time. And it was so rewarding because I realized that these beliefs are just these self-imposed limitations. And I'm like, oh, our beliefs actually dictate our destiny. And so you can start examining your own beliefs and asking, how are these beliefs serving me? Is it my own beliefs that are getting in my way and getting me stuck? And it made my life so much better to start examining beliefs. And there are so many different belief programs and different belief coaches, and we incorporate belief work now into the Mastering Mindfulness Institute, and how belief work can be so helpful. It just, if you shift what you believe about yourself, your habits and your behaviors will also shift and follow. So over the many years, if I looked at everything, probably, well, I mean, I became a dietitian 12 years ago, but so I studied, you know, health for probably, you know, those 12 years. But then the last 4 years, I've really, really studied the relationship with myself, with many different mentors, many different coaches, many different programs. You know, I mean, not including my degrees, I think over the many years, it was probably like $50,000 of just different things of trying to figure it out. And it, every time I was like, I don't know how I'm going to do this. I don't know how I'm going to figure it out. But every time it was really, really helpful, and it was really, really rewarding. So I know that even though you figure it out, sometimes that might not feel really doable. And so you can pick apart, what are the pieces of what I need? Maybe I don't need the degrees, but maybe I want to start exploring learning functional medicine, or maybe I want to start exploring my nervous system and creating safety in my body. Or maybe I do want a mentor in this place. Maybe I have limiting beliefs and I want to explore that a little bit more. But you can start to see on the path, where is my next little breadcrumb? And for me, it's just been really helpful to just keep following and growing and following and growing and doing what I can and paying for what I can when I can afford it and figuring it out when I can't, and just constantly following those little breadcrumb trails. And every time my life has gotten better and better and better, and it has been the most rewarding thing in my life. And it really is the reason why Mastering Mindfulness exists, because I like to help my students try to condense that journey into taking what were the most valuable things I learned about listening to the body, trusting the body, the language of it, learning how to get off of that self-sabotage, how do we create safety in our bodies, and condense those lessons that it took me many, many different years to learn and into such a small, tiny, tiny fraction of the time and the cost. But everybody's journey looks different, right? Everyone is unique. It doesn't even matter if it takes a year or if it takes you a lifetime. It's like the relationship with ourselves and our health and figuring out what food works for me. What do my labs say? What does my body need? What is the relationship with myself? Where do I need safety? I know it can take a lot of different paths and exploration, but if anything from my own journey, any of the resources that I shared were helpful, or anything that can show you, oh yeah, this is what I'm really needing next, I hope you find this to be really helpful, because that's all it is just a constant following the breadcrumbs. So you can always comment here, reach out, and let me know if this one was helpful, if you have any follow-up questions. This is why Mastering Mindfulness exists. We have a new group that's starting. I love sharing people the big golden nuggets of what I learned in condensing the time, the investment, everything to really getting to this place of freedom, because I really do believe that there is no better feeling. So wherever you are, I'm here for you. I'm supporting you. I'm cheering you on. And feel free to reach out anytime. If this was helpful, give it some love, like it, let me know. And I'll see you in the next video.